Hello and welcome to
2 o'clock with Keller.
Bring your tea
and leave with more.
Hola.
Hola.
Welcome to our first Christmassy episode of the year.
We were just so excited for Christmas.
Yeah.
We decided that we were just going to jump straight into it and give you two rather than just one Christmas episode this year.
Couple bumper episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like, considering in our very first year we started exclusively with Christmas films,
Yeah.
then we did 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And now this year we're kind of paring it back a little bit more.
Yeah, well, now we've reached 100. No
Yeah.
one needs that many more episodes about Christmas films. And, like, what one's it even left, you know?
Exactly, we've covered most of them, so it kind of feels like we're already scraping at the barrel for Christmas films we haven't spoken about.
Yeah, true.
But
But, yeah.
we've got a brand shiny new one to talk about today.
We do. But before we get into that, should we discuss on what we've been consuming?
I think we should.
Lord fun. Okay.
Hey Ella, what have you been consuming this week?
I recently finished reading both How to Kill Your Family and The Bloody Chamber. Which it was weird because I said this to Kerry the other day, I was reading them both at the same time. It's obviously Bloody Chamber's short story collection and How to Kill Your Family novel. And I was about halfway through How to Kill Your Family, and she references reading The Bloody Chamber in it, which I thought was a very kind of weird meta moment. That's quite funny, and I thought that was quite a coincidence that that also happened to be the other book I was reading at the same time. But I really enjoyed How to Kill Your Family. It's by Bella Mackey. I am a couple of years late to it. It was very, very popular when it first came out.
Yeah.
There was big buzz around it, but it's really entertaining and just completely draws you in because it's written in first person, and she's such a kind of interesting and funny and charismatic character that you feel like, obviously, you shouldn't like, because she is murdering people, which isn't really a spoiler. But you can't help but be on her side and be so with her and why she's kind of trying to enact revenge in the way she is. And I think it's helped by the fact that the male characters in the book are all absolutely horrible people, apart from
Oh.
maybe her best friend. He's okay.
Oh, okay.
Definitely like the most normal guy, but all the other ones are just such horrible people. Yeah, I think it's quite unexpected in a lot of ways. I think there's a lot of points where you think you know what's going on or what's happening, and then you don't. And I think that's very obviously the whole last section does that. And I've never seen a book do what this does with the last section. And I'm being kind of vague on purpose because it's such an interesting kind of way to end it and a twist that you just don't see coming. That I think makes a lot of sense to go into it not knowing.
Yeah, oh.
So yeah, I would recommend it, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you could tell me the spoiler version later,
Yeah, I'll tell you the spoiler version later.
because I was already told the spoiler version a couple of years ago and I've forgotten it. So well, I kind of remember it. But anyway, so you can get it out of your system.
And then also there was an abridged version, an abridged audiobook version on BBC Sounds a while ago that I didn't listen to, but I think it would be interesting to listen to because, one, it's a fun story, and I think it's always interesting to see what the abridged versions cut out, and I've never seen the version of an adult book before.
Yeah, you don't normally
Like,
do
for
you.
adults. Normally you get abridged versions of adult books for children.
Yeah, or classics, really.
But, yeah, anyway, that's me.
Interesting.
Your hair looks lush.
Thank you. I was using the laptop as a camera. not as a camera, as a mirror, instead of my actual mirror. So I was like, oh, I don't know. But like,
Was very 70s. I love
ooh,
it. Hey, Kerry, what have you been consuming this week?
okay, since we last recorded, I think I read The Fourth Wing and Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros. I jumped on that trend. I have no personality of my own. I just do what everyone tells me to. I would say overall a solid 4 stars. I'd say the first book, I was thinking 4.5 stars, and the second book more like 3.5 stars.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I thought this is going to be absolutely terrible because everyone's obsessed with it and I don't like fantasy, but do you know what? It was a vibe and I highly recommend. And people have said that, oh, you'll enjoy it, but the writing's a bit trashy. But I think in the first book, actually, the writing's quite good. So I think even if you're not into fantasy, actually give it a go. I think there is something to the hype. And I really enjoyed the romance elements of it because it is romanticy.
Yes.
And it's quite, I think it's quite gentle world building. I don't really know how to explain it in a helpful way, but it's, I'm not really into world building. I can't be bothered to pay attention to the rules of that world and that. But it's just dragons in a good way. So I don't have to think too much. It's like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So I recommend that. That was a success for me. And now I haven't really been enjoying my next read, but more about that next time.
Oh, you'll have to tell me all that. Mind you, I can probably just look on Goodreads and find out what it is.
It's just that Christmas book. It's just a bit
Oh, yes.
disappointing, but yeah. Anyway, speaking of Christmas,
Let's talk about
onwards.
the best Christmas ever.
Best Christmas ever.
With an exclamation mark. And how often do you see an exclamation mark on a film title?
I know. And didn't it actually have two full stops in the title?
Yes, it was like someone was
That's so
shouting,
bad.
best Christmas ever.
Ever.
And I can't say this is the best Christmas film ever.
Oh, fighting talk already.
I mean, no, the Christmassy vibes are there for sure.
Yeah, before we give our opinion, should you do a quick summary?
Yes. Let's summarize. So the premise of the film is that you have the Sanders family, Charlotte and Rob, with their children, and then you have Jackie Jennings and her husband. What's her husband called?
Is it being with V? Is it
Valentino.
Valentino?
Yeah. So you have them, the Jennings, and they're kind of college friends. Charlotte and Jackie were friends in college, and Jackie sends an elaborate Christmas letter every year, which so many Americans do. They make like a little newsletter about all their life updates and send it to each other.
Yeah.
And Charlotte is kind of envious and skeptical of this. And then Fate, aka her son, they're meant to be going to see her sister for Christmas. Her son puts in Jackie's address instead, and they end up going turning up at Jackie's house in the middle of the night, and snowstorm means that they have to stay there and
Oh no.
try and reconcile. So Charlotte is kind of still very skeptical, finding out that Rob and Jackie had a little bit of a fling in college that was maybe more of a fling than she thought. Charlotte's constantly trying to find the holes in Jackie's life. All these different things happen that I'm sure we'll delve into. And then basically in the end, they all become very happy and all friends again and realize that there are
Yay.
more important things in life. And there were a couple of moments in it where you feel like you're having like the twist and the reveal. And I think obviously the most spoilers, the most obvious one of this is when you find out that Jackie and Valentino's son Daniel was really ill and passed away, and they've set up a foundation for him, and they're kind of struggling to share with their friends and family what happened and deal with that. But yeah, they all end up very happy together and make a solar powered hot air balloon.
Whoa, isn't that mad?
So there's a very convoluted summary.
Love it. Thank you.
Welcome.
My overall thoughts on this before we dive in are, can't lie, I didn't like it, but the people listening to this, you now think, why should I listen to the rest of the episode about it?
Yeah.
I think, listen, it's not up there, it's not a great Christmas film for me, but it's a good film for getting in the holiday mood and putting on while you're wrapping your presents up. So, you know, why not?
No, I definitely agree. It's one of those that if you're kind of fed up of just constantly listening to Christmas music whilst you're trying to get in the mood or do other bits and bobs and wrap presents, like this is such a kind of easy to watch sort of
Yeah, exactly.
film. Yeah. And there
Yeah.
are a few moments in it where it felt like they were trying to make important points
Yeah, you're right.
about things
Yeah.
that they just don't give enough time for in the film.
Well, I mean, it's only 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Exactly, it's such a short film. There's only so
Yeah.
much they can do, and there's actually some quite interesting characters. Like the children are all quite interesting and individual characters.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just because it's kind of a for the whole family film that they is quite short and they kind of just touch on things, they don't properly go into detail of anything. Yeah.
Is definitely something that you can imagine parents and children all watching together.
Yeah.
Pumping and enjoying, so yeah.
I think if you're looking for a Hallmark Christmas film that city girl falls in love with a small town boy, I don't think this is the one for you.
No, but
But
if
if
you're
you're,
bigger, okay, sorry.
sorry, if you want wholesome content and something for everyone to watch that, you know, no one's going to take massive issue with it, it's quite chill, then this is the one for you.
Exactly, and there's some nice kind of female friendship,
Yeah.
reconciliation, and being open and sharing your life. And I
Yeah.
guess Charlotte has some realizations about her life and maybe not getting so stuck in her own head about what she thinks her life should look like versus celebrating and enjoying what she does have.
Yeah, true. Let's start right at the beginning of it, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, what do you make of round robins to start with?
Of who?
Of round robins.
What do you mean, the round robins?
Like the Christmas newsletter.
Okay. I think it's such a strange American tradition
Yeah.
because I feel similarly to. In some ways, I feel similarly to how Charlotte does at the beginning, that she feels like it's just a way for people to brag about all the stuff they've done
Yeah.
that year. And
Right.
it seems weird that you'd then send all of this to people who maybe aren't your like really close family and friends. But then
Yeah.
again, if they were your close family and friends, you wouldn't have to send them this because they'd already know
It's true. In which case, what's the point? Like, if they're not that place, why do you
it.
want to
Exactly.
tell them?
It's like just send
So,
them a Christmas card.
yeah, honestly.
So I think it is very much does feel so American with the whole like, oh, look at us, look at how great our lives are, and look at everything we're doing.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like it's the strangest concept for a film. Maybe it's just because it's not very British to send a letter out like
Yeah.
that. But yeah, I don't know. I just find it weird. Why would you want to tell somebody you don't really know everything that you're doing? I
Yeah.
just would be a bit embarrassed. I don't know. I feel
No,
like it's more fun when it's your friend.
I'm totally the same.
Like when we send out our little newsletters.
Yeah.
In our little group now, and ask us
Like
all the
that's
fun
just,
questions, you know?
yeah, like it makes, I think it makes a lot of sense if there's say there's friends or family who are maybe long distance, who you maybe don't see in person as often in a further afield. And maybe that's
Yeah.
what with the states being so massive that if
True.
people are to move out of state from their home state somewhere else to go start their life or whatever, Maybe it's just seen as like the courteous thing to keep like your childhood friends and your college friends and whatever kind of in the loop with your life. I wonder how popular it actually is in the States at the moment.
Yeah.
Many people actually do it.
Especially when you can just FaceTime now.
Yeah. I do have to admit that we get a American family Christmas letter from some of our family friends who live in Seattle. So we get one from them every year about what they're all doing.
Oh my
But
God, we
that's
get a letter
insane.
every year from some family friends in Texas.
So it definitely is a thing. Like they
Yeah, and I always think it's so strange.
a big thing because we always get a big like photo collage with like pages of writing about what each of them are
No,
doing.
it's the family Christmas picture as well on the Christmas
Yeah,
card.
it's such a
Like,
big
if
thing over there.
imagine it getting that from somewhere in Britain, like just a picture of them on the front of the card, you'd be like, are you good?
Maybe I will start doing that just for the fun of it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna start doing that to my friends. Oh my God.
I think we should. It'd be quite funny. But yeah, it's a massive thing. But yeah, it's definitely a new and original concept for a Christmas film. For sure. I don't understand how the parents didn't realize that they were going to the wrong place. I guess
No, okay, same, right.
it
I
only
know
makes
with.
sense because the sister has recently moved.
But
But
do you not
surely
know,
you'd
like.
know like vaguely what state or what town
Yeah,
she was
if
in.
you're driving until midnight and they left in daytime, right? Sorry, but like, surely they must have been in a different state at that point. Like, do they
Exactly,
not know what state the sister's in?
they must have, like, why didn't they clock at some point? I find that
How
so
do they
weird.
not know what state her own sister's in?
I know, well, like, what city she's in.
Yeah.
And like a bold move from the sun.
But I guess just go with it, whatever. I mean, it's fun to have a Christmas film that's not super romantic, because, I mean, Christmas is all about family. So it is quite nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's something a bit different and about being happy with your lot, I suppose.
Yeah, no matter what your lot is, because they seem to live quite, the two families live quite different lives.
Yeah.
But Jackie and Valentino, who seem to have the picture perfect life with each other.
Yeah. What do you think of the main couple of what's Heather Graham? Heather Graham's called Charlotte, right? And what's the
No,
guy called?
Jackie. Wait, which one's which? Which one's Heather Graham and which one's the other one?
The blonde
The blonde one is
gal.
Heather Graham. Charlotte and Rob.
Rob. Also, right. What's Rob been in?
I don't know, but he did look familiar, didn't
I
he?
don't know if it's just because he looks a bit like David Schwimmer, but I swear I know that guy.
American Pie.
Oh my God, is he the main guy in American Pie?
Yeah, he is.
Oh my God, I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah,
no
literally
way.
he is. He's the main guy.
Oh. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's why I didn't immediately twig though, because obviously he's
He's a lot older
significantly
now, isn't
older.
it?
Yeah.
Mid-40s now.
Oh.
But
But
what
sorry,
about
I'm just looking now and I'm. Wow.
I
Well,
think
that blows my
it's
mind.
always, I know.
Anyway, yeah, what did you make of them as a couple?
I think in some ways it was, I don't, nice and refreshing. They're not the right words, but I feel like they didn't play your within the typical kind of gender roles that you expect, the way their kind of attitudes towards things, because she is such a kind of cynical character, and he's definitely a lot more kind of laid back and willing to go for it, and like super supportive of her in everything. Because like I can't even remember what his job is. I think she mentions how he buys houses to flip, and then
Yeah, because the house that she gets him as a surprise isn't that he, so he could use it for his job, but then they decide not to, just to keep it.
I always do find it a little bit strange watching older pairings. I just think because we're not at kind of parent age, it
Yeah.
feels like there's a bit of that distance, and you don't get given long, and they don't to like see the chemistry between them.
And because also quite often they're not given cute romantic moments because they've been together for so long, so it's harder to root them.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
they don't seem to kiss as much, do they? So
No.
you do reveal the chemistry. Literally
Definitely
true of
not.
this.
But I feel like as the film progresses, it's almost like this whole situation has brought them closer or like reminded them of the value in each other. Because I think obviously this whole film, she's being reminded and becomes more aware of all the great things in her life
Yeah,
and she should be
true.
proud of. And I
Of
think,
her oven mitts.
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, chip mitts, whatever they're called. And I think because of that, they even become more like tactile in their relationship with each other towards the
Move
end
the
of the film.
furniture.
Moving furniture, yeah.
I enjoyed with them
Great.
too, because I was just not really feeling the chemistry throughout it, to be honest. They weren't giving cute moments. But I think I've enjoyed when she's flying through the sky trying to be Santa, and he looks up and he's happy. And I think it's cute when they're both like trying to make their children happy together, and that's sweet. And I wish that they did do that now nowadays in film, is to have cuter moments between couples who've been together for longer periods of time, maybe.
For
Because I
sure.
was like, I want to see that Christmas magic,
Yeah.
you know? I want to see that little spark. But
Yeah.
that was cute.
And I think you definitely get that towards the end. And complete side note, but I love the fact that films like this and so many Christmas films have that moment where you see like the real Santa for a second. Like, I absolutely love that in Christmas films so
Yeah,
much.
same. Especially because this film was supposed to be kind of real. Well, it didn't have magic in it or Santa or whatever. And there was just that one random moment when Santa pops up. I'm like, oh, that's really cute. That's
I
what you
do love
want.
it when films do that so much.
Yeah, I thought that makes me feel all festive. Thanks, Santa, for popping up. Isn't it funny that the magic of the film and the big build up is for is they have a solar powered hot air balloon.
I
Like,
know.
how American is that? Happy Christmas, here's a balloon. Let
It does
me.
feel so American in so many ways. Yeah, look at us inventing these new things.
Is that possible? Like, is that a thing?
I feel like if it was, it would already be a thing.
Yeah,
I think
true.
you'd have to have, because even if you looked at it, like there were flames involved, but you'd have to generate so much solar power
Yeah, I don't
in order
understand
to
how
do that.
that
And plus, I don't
works.
think you can directly transfer solar power into flame power. I don't know the proper
Yeah, I
words
don't really
for it.
get it.
But it's definitely
Anyway.
not possible in the way that they showed it in the film.
No. Oh my God, that reminds me, right? Also, I must say, it is cute that that is all to do with the big moment of, you know, the son's dead and he loved balloons and exploring. So that's all cute, lovely.
That's really cute.
Right. With the other child, Jackie and Valentino's other child, can't remember her name.
Beatrix?
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's her.
Beatrix.
Beatrix, okay. Sorry, can we talk? Okay, I don't want to pick holes in this film. However,
However,
we have time to, so you know. What I don't get is she is so smart. She's accepted into Harvard at how old is she? 8?
yeah, like 10
Yeah.
or something. Insane.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would not happen.
But and so her plot is she's trying to prove that Santa isn't real,
Yeah.
right? And then decides that he must be at the end. Now, if you're smart enough that she can disprove some calculations in Charlotte's thesis, right?
Yeah.
And she can go to Harvard. What's this whole proving Santa doesn't exist thing all about?
I think it's a way to make her seem more like a real child. Because this whole super intelligent Harvard thing is actually quite unrealistic for a child that old.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether it does act as a like a uniting force for the children
Yeah.
in the film. Because if you take that is really the only that's the main storyline that involves the children, is them kind of working together and maybe getting into trouble from trying to disprove Santa.
Yeah,
And
with that creepy monkey.
I think if you didn't have that, it would be more of a just a film about the adults.
Yeah.
And I think it is used to try and keep that Christmas magic because you have that conversation between the son and the mum where he's asking her about whether she believes in Santa
Yeah.
and things like that. So I think it is a way of one having the children be together and have their little storyline, but also just helping to keep the magic of
Yeah.
the film, as opposed to it just being the real life kind of things going on in the parents'
Yeah, the thing
lives
is,
and trying
it's
to do.
just, I think there's a lot of plot devices in this film.
Yes.
It's like that's happening for the plot, but like, it actually don't make sense.
Yeah, and that is definitely a plot device that it's happening for the plot, but it does not make sense
Yeah.
because if she's that intelligent, she would have figured that out
Bessie
so
knows.
long ago.
She knows. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is that monkey all about? That creepy monkey.
That creepy monkey is so creepy. I don't know why they ever bought it for him in the first place.
That's what I don't know what I wanted. I was like, use the end of the hour and 20 minutes. I was like, use it 20 minutes. Give me the origin story of the monkey. That's
Yeah,
what I
like,
wanna know.
where did it come from? Like, was it a
Literally.
joke thing? Did they buy it as a joke and then the boy just got obsessed with it?
Yeah.
I like, at one point, I was half expecting the monkey to like start talking or move by itself or
I
something.
thought, oh, this is some kind of like, I thought the other girl, the daughter who wanted to have a superpower, I thought her superpower is she's going to chat to this monkey. Something's
Yeah.
going to, crazy's going to happen with it. No, it was just a creepy monkey
It was
hanging
just a
around.
creepy monkey. Like, the mum almost had a car crash because of the creepy monkey.
Literally, I do you know what? I genuinely thought she was going to crash and go to heaven and realize that life's better on earth and then come back to life.
Ooh, you could have added in like a whole hour of the film to that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was trying to work out where the film was going because I thought, like, obviously, I knew something must be like not perfect with the other family, with Jackie's family, but.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this working towards? Also, that was so bad that Jackie was so nice and welcoming, and Charlotte was snooping hidden everywhere. Literally, she didn't care. Like, she got caught so bad a
I
couple
know.
times, and then even after that, she went and she realized that the son was dead. She then went into the dead son's room.
I could not believe that. When she did that, I was like, okay, if you have that moment of realization, you don't, the first thing you do isn't to go back to the house and go snoop in the son's room.
Why was she in the room?
The first thing you do is go and you find Jackie and you talk to her.
Was that not really weird?
It
Why?
was really weird. Then even weirder when then Jackie then comes into the room and acts like it's totally fine
Like,
that
sorry,
Charlotte's
what?
broken into her dead son's room.
In what world do you think, oh my God, I found out my friend's child's dead. I need to now look around their room.
Yeah, you
No,
don't.
don't do that.
And even like you say, like from the beginning, she's just constantly snooping around, and it's
She's
like,
so bad.
respect this woman's privacy. Thank her for welcoming you into your house, into her house, because you've been snowed in. Like,
Yeah.
just try and enjoy and relax. And I think that's a key thing. She, in this film, I think she learns to enjoy and relax and connect
Yeah.
so much.
Yeah, true. I really like when she starts to trust Jackie more and be less resentful. I think
Yeah, they
that's
start to have a
really,
real friendship.
yeah. And Jackie's just the nicest person. And I thought, yes, that's the Christmas spirit I need. Thank you
Yes,
for having her
definitely.
little sing-alongs, singing for
Yeah.
everyone. You go, Jackie. You go, girl.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Also, how embarrassing when Charlotte went to Valentino. Oh, so do you fancy me then? He was like, no.
That was so funny.
Ah, hilarious. I was just thinking that's another slay from Jackie there, her and Valentino. She's doing good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Charlotte would be like, how do you fancy me?
That
All
was
right.
just so funny.
I would want to crawl into a hole.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, with Rob secretly writing Christmas newsletters and sending it to their friends and family.
That's really cute. Go on, Rob. Unsung hero of this film.
Unsung hero of this film, for sure.
Yeah, he's so nice. He puts up with so much rubbish.
He does, bless him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what are your other fave moments from this film? You gotta think hard.
I feel like we touched on a lot of the moments of the film. I'm trying to
Okay.
remember bits, but I think just the fact that Valentino is directing this holiday pageant. One, I don't understand why it's called a pageant. Why not just call it a nativity? Because
Yeah,
that is
because
what
it
it is.
just is the nativity, isn't it?
But I don't know why they're calling it a pageant.
Yeah. Also, why do they always do them in these films? There was another film last year we watched where they were doing a Christmas pageant, and they always do it on Christmas Eve.
I wonder whether it's like a small town America thing.
Nothing, rather than
Like,
just
we need to go to a small town
yeah,
America and
we need to
at
at
Christmas time,
Christmas, yeah, and
and
see
meet a
this all for
baker or
ourselves.
farmer at the same time.
Oh
Yeah.
my, just because you like a farmer so up
We
your
need to have
street.
that Hallmark movie moment as well as going to a holiday pageant.
Yeah, such a good idea.
Yes, that was quite funny.
Yeah, that was a vibe. I quite enjoyed having little letters from Santa for everyone.
Yeah, that was cute. That
That's a
was
vibe
really
that I
cute.
was wanting.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
Did
did.
you? Oh, sorry.
Was gonna say the whole like Jackie Christmas magic that she puts over everything at the beginning is like so much fun. Like, imagine how cool like being her child and having a
Yeah.
mom or like parents who have so much of that like Christmas magic, I think is just so special and exciting.
I know. It's so sweet how much effort she puts in.
Yeah. And
Bless her.
to make Charlotte's children feel happy and involved
Yeah.
from the get-go when they've just kind of sprung up out of nowhere on you.
Jackie's the icon of this film. She
Jackie's an absolute
never.
icon.
She's always doing the most, and she never gets mad at anyone. Even when
Yeah.
everyone's been really annoying,
And
she
even
is so nice.
when they break the dollhouse that
Oh,
was
after she
Valentino's mum that she spent
months.
ages building, I do not
Oh,
know
the
how the dad
rough.
rebuilt it so quickly.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the very tenuous link was the fact that he does up real houses, so therefore he'd
Yeah.
be able to do up a doll's house really quickly.
Yeah, he's got that experience, you know. Dollhouse expert.
Sounds expert, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Interesting.
that would have tipped me over the edge, quite literally.
I need to get out of my house.
And to think that, like, 2 minutes before, she accuses Rob of cheating with Jackie.
Yeah, which also, sorry, has she seen Valentino? Jackie's
Yeah.
not, Jackie's not gonna leave that.
Jackie's not bothered. Jackie's not going to go for Rob. Even if she does put a picture of them singing in college on her bedside, which was a bit strange.
Yeah, that
But I
is a
think
bit
that
weird.
was Jackie's way of trying to make them feel welcome in her home.
Yeah,
Strange way.
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I wish that we had a little montage of actual Christmas Day. I want to know what meal Jackie would have been serving up.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine how
I
good that
reckon it
would have
would have
been.
been incredible.
You know, she was delivering a feast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like to think that they all get together every Christmas, you know?
Well, it seems they were going to Egypt or wherever, weren't
Yeah, it
they?
seems they were living their best
Next
holiday together.
Christmas. Yeah, they were all going on holidays together, traveling the world. Quick turnaround, yeah.
So, good on them. I guess those shipments really
They
brought
really
life
took
on the
off.
Teletubbies channel.
Yeah, people really needed some gloves whenever they wanted to eat.
Yeah. It just feels strange to me to eat in gloves, but you know.
Yeah.
When you're sitting outside at a holiday pageant, you've got cold hands, but you want to eat your snacks.
Yeah, there you go. In summer, oh no, I don't want any what's it dust on my hands. Let me get my gloves out. Ooh, perfect. Yeah, interesting one. It's
What
quite
would
it's
you
quirky
do?
little film, isn't it?
There are lots of little moments that you think and you're like, oh, that happened.
Yeah. Do you know what would be fun? Some more flashbacks to their time at uni together.
Yeah, because I feel like it almost feels like they're strangers at the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
Because they seem to have lost contact and whatever, it'd be interesting to either see those flashbacks or have them kind of mention bits about, like, oh, do you remember when we did this or that or
Yeah.
whatever? So you kind
Yeah.
of feel like there's a basis for that friendship so that when they do open up to each other and become fast friends, you kind of understand that they've already got that foundation, they were just rebuilding on top.
Yeah, true. Weird one.
Also, what was with Valentino's tank top? Like his crop top that he was
Yeah,
wearing?
why? But then I was
Why
like,
is it in a
I
crop
don't know
top?
that I'm one to judge because do I wear crop tops all the time? Yeah.
But I
But
don't think it's what you typically see on.
weird.
Like you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just hit me
I
about
don't
something.
know. Also, feel like he could have had more of a personality, to be honest,
Yeah, he
but it's
hasn't really
fine.
got like his. It's like his character is, oh, I'm the attractive Spanish one.
Great.
Which, I mean,
Yeah.
fair enough. Go for it, dude.
Yeah. It's all just a bit surreal, but then I guess that's what Christmas films are. Like, why do they,
Yeah.
why does a random dollhouse come into it that burned down in a shop or something?
Yeah,
Like,
that's
where do these things
also.
come from? Go from one Christmas thing to another. They start off just, oh, we're going to see mum's old uni friend, stay up for Christmas, letters from Santa, got some pancakes. Then it's
Yeah.
all, oh, I was in a No Doubt tribute band. Oh, this was the only thing that survived my abuela's house burning down. Oh, now we've got solar powered hot air balloon. What's going
Yeah.
on?
Which was designed by my dead son. I mean, there's a lot to unpack.
That is. I wouldn't keep it all together. It's just so random.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing that I wonder how when they were writing this script, they were just like coming up with all these things and then weaving them together. Because, like, it kind of works. Like, it's a watchable film.
Yeah. Do you know what? Actually, my favorite thing about it was I just really love looking at houses and
Yeah.
like really nice houses, and it was such a nice outside of the house, and I love seeing, you don't get loads of glimpses actually, but what I did see of the house, loved it. I just want to see how she has it all done up.
I know. And with all the cute Christmas lights on the outside, like when they first
Yeah,
turn up, and I'm like, wow, that is one hell of a house.
and it looked like a nice study area as well.
Yeah.
I didn't notice them putting the Christmas tree up, didn't see that all done.
No, I think there's like you see a Christmas tree in the background or a few of the clips, but that could have been a cute little wholesome scene. But I guess they're
Yeah.
already decked out for Christmas, aren't they?
Yeah. Should I? Do you know also find weird? I don't know why, but I swear I've read or seen a few things recently, fictional, where people have just put up the Christmas tree and that on Christmas Eve.
Maybe we've done that a few times at home.
What have
Yeah.
you? You absolute weirdo. What?
There was even one year, I remember, we were quite young, but we got the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. Dad had put the lights on it, and then we, oh no, we were even too young to even stay awake for Vigilia at that point. And like then it was like we went to bed and the tree just had lights on, and then the next morning the tree was decorated and all the presents were there.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, like we've for a long time we were people who put the tree up quite late. I think partially because we get a real tree,
Yeah.
so therefore it doesn't won't last like an entire month in the house. But yeah, there's a lot of times where it went up like the weekend before Christmas or even a few days before Christmas.
Wow. I just think it's so much effort to put the tree up now. Like, it needs to be up for a month to be worth
Yeah.
putting the effort into putting that up.
Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense with you because you guys take it down straight away because of your dad's birthday.
Oh, no, actually, I'm not allowed. I wish I could take it down, but I'm not allowed. So I take down the stuff I have in my room.
Oh,
I
I
normally
thought
have a
you
little
took down
tree.
the tree downstairs as
Well,
well.
I take down, we have one in the kitchen diner. I take that down. But I'm not allowed to take down the big one that's in the lounge.
Okay.
Although this year, did I already say to you? I said to my mum, do we have to put the tree up? Because I kind of can't be bothered, which is really bad, isn't it?
Is a lot of effort, though. I do know what you mean.
Yeah. Anyway, any more thoughts on this film?
I don't think so, no.
All right. Wow.
I
That was
think
quite good that we made it last that long, to be fair.
we've done pretty well, yeah.
Should we just do a blonde moment then? Well,
I
I
think we
will.
should.
Blum moment.
Do do.
I was thinking, she, Charlotte in this film, is a scientist. She's a science gal. I
Yes.
was like, oh, let me look up some science-y Nobel Prize winning people.
Oh, yes.
Well, blonde people. So I discovered Carol Greider, Carol Greider won the Nobel Prize. She won it in science or something, in physics maybe. It's
Yeah,
going really well for me.
you can get a Nobel in physics, yeah.
But what I found really cool was, so she had dyslexia. Well, no, she has dyslexia, but she apparently like overcame it as a child, whatever that means, because I'm like, sure you can't like just get rid of it anyway. And so I thought, well, that's really cool that she has that and is like winning Nobel Prizes. Because obviously that is like definitely difficult with your learning. And she discovered an enzyme called telomerase. God, I don't know. That is key to the aging process and the growth of cancer cells and has major implications in medical research. So I thought
Interesting.
that's
What
pretty
happened?
cool. Go on, Carol. Oh, and she's a professor at Johns Hopkins Uni. Oh wait, hang on. It says she's at University of California. Oh, I don't know.
Well, they often hop around, don't they?
Yeah.
Wherever there are good opportunities and funding for their research and teams and whatever.
Yeah. Oh no, Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine 2009, shared with
Really?
Elizabeth Blackburn and Jack Soslow.
Very good. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, how she did all that, and I can't even read out what she did. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's amazing from her. So,
It is insane. So kudos to
yeah,
them.
very fun to research that.
Yes.
And that's it. That's Christmas episode number one done. Penultimate episode of our season this year, this
I
side.
know.
of the new year.
It is indeed. And we're going for more kind of the Hallmark-esque Christmas films, but they're not officially Hallmark Christmas films.
No, but they're that vibe. That'll be our
But they're
next.
that vibe, and they're both quite new as well, because they both came out last year. And I think it will be a bit more similar to season one Christmas episodes, some good romance, quite typical Christmas.
Woo! I'm so excited.
I'm quite here for all the cutesy vibes that we're gonna get.
Oh, me too. I can't wait to. I think just this Saturday, I'm just going to sit and watch both of them.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait.
So lots of lot lots and lots of fun.
Woo! See you next time for that.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Tea O'Clock with Keller.
Join us next time for more.